Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden says the United States is marking a major milestone in efforts to combat the coronavirus, the nation administering 200 million COVID-19 vaccine doses. As NPR's Windsor Johnson explains, that's double the president's original goal of 100 million shots in his first 100 days in office.
In an effort to get more Americans inoculated, President Biden has announced a plan that would give tax credits to small businesses that offer paid time off for vaccinations. The president says the nation is starting to shift its focus from getting the vaccine to those most at risk to the general population. More than half of American adults have received at least one shot, but according to recent surveys, a large number of people still refuse to get vaccinated.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. Southern states are seeing a sharp drop-off in the pace of COVID-19 vaccinations. Blake Farmer from member station WPLN in Nashville reports the South was already trailing much of the nation in getting shots administered.
Daily vaccinations in Tennessee are half what they've been on the highest days. Last week, shots in Mississippi were down by a third from early in February. Health officials say this is likely the beginning of the slowdown, and convincing holdouts isn't getting easier. Clint Satterfield, a school superintendent in a rural Tennessee county, tried to sway more teachers with the convenience of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but the ongoing safety review nixed that.
You know, it just raises more skepticism, you know, with people, and that's unfortunate.
In some southern rural counties, fewer than 20% of residents have received even a single dose, and there are plenty of shots to go around. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Nationwide protests have swept across Russia in support of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who's in his third week of a hunger strike to protest a lack of medical attention. More from NPR's Lucien Kim in Moscow.
Russians took to the streets from port cities on the Pacific coast and gritty Siberian industrial towns to provincial backwaters. The Moscow protest was attended by Alexei Navalny's wife Yulia, his brother Oleg, and several popular rappers. They demanded immediate medical attention for Navalny as his hunger strike continues. He was jailed in January after returning from Germany, where he'd been recovering from a poisoning he blames on the Kremlin. Russian prosecutors are now aiming to designate Navalny's Anti-Corruption Foundation as an extremist organization, allowing them to prosecute its activists and shut down his nationwide movement. Lucien Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is said to be looking at the idea of pushing for a bipartisan commission to investigate the January 6 insurrection at the Capitol. According to a person familiar with the plan, Pelosi is proposing the panel's membership be evenly split between Democrats and Republicans. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street today, the Dow up 316 points. You're listening to NPR. The Justice Department says it's taking aim at individuals and groups that try to hold companies ransom by using potentially crippling cyber attacks. The agency announcing today it has formed a new task force of FBI agents and Justice Department prosecutors to take on hackers who attempt to lock up computer data in exchange for payoffs. Such attacks have impeded operations at hospitals, canceled school classes, and caused other headaches. A global shortage of semiconductors continues to bedevil automakers around the world. Daimler, the parent company of Mercedes-Benz, has cut hours at two plants. Ford is extending shutdowns at some of its factories. More from NPR's Camila Domonoske.
For months, the auto industry has struggled to find computer chips. Today's vehicles have semiconductors in everything from engines to doors, and you can't make a car or truck without them. Daimler is cutting hours for some workers again. They had to do the same thing in January. And Ford is extending plant shutdowns in Europe, Canada, and the U.S. The automaker even cut production of its top moneymaker, the Ford F-150. The problem is expected to continue for many more months, as the semiconductor supply chain is far from speedy. It's a blow for car makers who had to shut down plants last year because of the pandemic and had been hoping to make up for lost sales. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
First Lady Jill Biden is on a tour to promote the administration's aggressive COVID-19 vaccination goals. She's visiting a vaccination clinic in Albuquerque as the U.S. looks to meet President Biden's goal of 200 million shots in his first 100 days of office. New Mexico has been among the leaders in terms of vaccination distribution. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.